This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
As the polls open in a select few states across the nation, America is asked once again for the citizens to do their patriotic duty. The one race that is capturing the American people is the gubernatorial race in Virginia. Democrat Terry McAuliffe on Monday.
The main reason, folks, I'm running, I want to build the best education. I want every child to have a world-class education here in the Commonwealth of Virginia.
Republican Glenn Youngkin.
Parents will have choice in our public school system. We will not have a political philosophy in the classroom, and on day one, I will ban critical race theory from being in our schools.
Efforts to pressure Senator Joe Manchin, the Democrat from West Virginia, to express support for President Biden's massive spending bill prompted him to hold a press conference on Monday. The takeaway, don't rush the package and don't link it to the separate partisan infrastructure bill that has Republican support. Manchin says the Build Back Better bill is done with fuzzy math and will cost taxpayers double the advertised price. USA Radio News.
Angie's List is now Angie, and getting your to-do list done just got easier. Between back to school and with the holidays around the corner, it can feel like there's no time to tackle home projects. Whether you need help with emergency repairs or major upgrades, Angie matches you with top local pros who can get the job done right. Browse reviews, see upfront pricing, and instantly book hundreds of projects. Save time for what matters most. Book your next project at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Big news from Simply Safe Home Security. Okay. Actually, I think the horns are too much. Yeah, that's better. Big news. The new wireless outdoor security camera is here. Yes, Simply Safe's award-winning home security just got even better, taking whole home protection to a whole new level. Okay, I'm missing the horns. Simply Safe is celebrating this new camera by offering free shipping for a limited time. Visit SimplySafe.com today.
As America faces many problems in country, President Biden and a large portion of his cabinet have left the country. Meeting with world leaders over the weekend, American leaders are now in Scotland discussing the doom and gloom of climate change. Again, an American leader was apologizing for America.
President Biden on Monday warned that climate is an existential threat to human existence as we know it at the United Nations COP26 conference, then apologized for former President Trump's withdrawal from the Paris Climate Accord.
I guess I shouldn't apologize, but I do apologize for the fact the United States in the last administration pulled out of the Paris Accords and put us sort of behind the eight ball a little bit.
Speaking from Glasgow, Scotland, Biden called for a decade of transformative action to preserve the planet, saying that the science is clear. From the USA Radio News, West Texas Bureau, I'm Brad Bernards.
Game 6 of the World Series is tonight in Houston, Texas. Atlanta leads the series 3-2. USA Radio News.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
West Virginia Senator Joe Manchin on Monday spelled out why he's not in support of the partisan social spending package. With zero Republican support, Mr. Manchin wants to know how this is going to be paid for, and the details need to be spelled out.
It's time our elected leaders in Washington, all of us, stop playing games with the needs of the American people and holding a critical infrastructure bill hostage. While there's opportunity in the reconciliation bill that we can all agree on, and we've been talking about this for months. Again, to be clear, I will not support the reconciliation legislation without knowing how the bill will impact our debt and our economy and our country. And we won't know that until we work through the text. For the sake of our country, I am urging all of my colleagues in the House to vote and pass the bipartisan infrastructure bill. It's bipartisan, 69 votes. We worked on that for many, many months. As I've said before, holding that bill hostage is not going to work to get my support of what you want. It's what we should all agree on and work through the process. I'm open to supporting a final bill that helps move our country forward, but I'm equally open to voting against a bill that hurts our country. And I've been very clear about that also. And most importantly, hurts every American. Let's work together, and I mean that. Let's all work together on getting a sensible reconciliation package, a package that really strengthens our nation and makes us better and leads the world.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
This is Don Shank with today's global update from the Tide Ministry, sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ worldwide in the languages people were born to speak. Radio continues to be an effective way to reach people in areas that might not have heard the gospel before. But the Tide Ministry also uses other creative means to spread the good news. In Pakistan, where 98% of the residents are non-Christian, staff on the ground promote and upload the regular radio broadcasts through WhatsApp for distribution to listeners who have access to the internet. The Tide Ministry has also started a Middle East children's program, which uses attention-catching puppet shows to provide a creative forum to answer any questions and to break down barriers for children in the Middle East to come to Jesus as Savior. As unconventional as these methods might seem, our goal is to spread the love of Christ to all people around the world, no matter the avenue. To learn more about how the Tide Ministry is creatively sharing the good news of Jesus Christ worldwide through media and partnerships, visit thetide.org. That's thetide.org.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Well, first of all, we have to agree on the truth that it is not relative. It either is or it isn't. I mean, the big lie of the recent decades is that truth is relative. Well, here we are. I mean, I guess we got a relative president, we have a relative Congress, everything's relative because, and COVID is relative because it's all enmeshed in a bunch of lies. This is how you get where the 21st century America is today, is you abandon the truth for a lie. Hence, you've got the president of the United States on the world stage. I mean, forget about the fact that he was falling asleep. Maybe he should have stayed asleep before he made that silly and unfounded statement and apology about the United States leaving the Paris Accords. With us right now to give us some truth, like it or not, is Gregory Wrightstone. Greg is a geologist, climate contrarian, and author of this incredible book that you need to have your hands on, and even the app, Inconvenient Facts, the Science That Al Gore Doesn't Want You to Know About. I say Al Gore and all the progressives. Gregory, welcome to the show. Always good to have you with us. How are you?
Oh, really good. Busy, busy, busy.
I bet.
Everybody wants to talk about it. I mean, we've got, you hardly know where to start on climate change. You've got this conference in Glasgow where all the world's leaders are getting together to try and come up with how they can destroy the Western economies the fastest. And then we've got people here in this country that are pushing trillions of dollars of spending to try and remedy the non-existent climate change problem. And as you know, there is no climate crisis. There is no climate emergency. Life and humanity are thriving, and the human condition is improving because of modest warming and increased CO2.
And we've talked about this before, Greg, and I want to, you know, do that again because I think it's important because people have been lied to. I mean, because if they're not listening to you and I talking and others like you who are in pursuit of the truth and giving us real science, not faux science, because clearly others are on a different agenda than the liberties that our U.S. Constitution is all about, and also the reality of, you know, what science is really explaining to us. I mean, let's start with number one. The president apologizes, President Biden apologizes for Donald Trump and America in the previous 4 years because he says that in pulling out of the Paris Accord, we really got, we really got behind things. That is so far. Would you tell the people what happened during, you know, the Trump years and how we improved things and certainly did not go backwards?
Oh, absolutely. Under Donald Trump, it wasn't just him, but he got out of the way and allowed American entrepreneurs in the energy industry to do what they do best, and that's pull resources out of the ground effectively and cleanly in an environmentally friendly way. And it was the very week that Joe Biden was inaugurated, we finally, it was the first week since 1985 that we did not import one barrel of oil from Saudi Arabia. We finally achieved energy independence from the Middle East. Mm-hmm. And that very day, he started signing things, making executive orders to curtail the very energy that America needs to thrive, and to drive up the cost of oil, of gasoline, of natural gas, of coal. Everything we need is now, he intentionally went about doing that the very day, just as we achieved energy independence. And now we're trading that dependence on oil in the Middle East and Saudi Arabia. What does he want to do? He wants to turn us around and have us dependent on China for the critical minerals that are needed for his imagined fix to solve this non-existent problem.
Right. Well, he probably gets a little bit of the vig out of whatever happens out of China. I mean, if the truth be known, and that's something yet to be discovered, although the signs are there that Biden Inc., as Peter Schweitzer reported, has their tentacles in all kinds of different international businesses that certainly as vice president should not have happened, and even as president. But he's in full blast denial over all this stuff, but yet it's hard to deny the evidence that's on Hunter's laptop. But that's a whole other discussion. Staying with the climate, though, here he is. And, you know, even when he was talking before he went to Glasgow and talking with the G20 without Putin and without Xi, China and Russia being present, and they're certainly not there at Glasgow. And, you know, you even saw the lack of inspiration from the world leaders about climate change and about what to do, if you sense that. I mean, to me, it was quite obvious that they were bored. And I said, well, that represents about 70% of America, because, you know, the Democrats beat that drum like crazy during the primaries with their own party. And the best that they could get in terms of approval was about 30%. And so then they go into, you know, the general, of course, they don't want to talk about it, but then they get power, and here they are selling to the American people something that already was rejected by their own party, and even more so by Republicans. And, you know, so you've got over 60% of the general voter electorate that is disagreeing with the Democrats in the sense of urgency about climate change.
Yeah, and you left out one world leader when you talked about Xi and Putin. You left out Prime Minister Modi of India.
Yes,
India's the number three emitter, China first, U.S. second, India third of carbon dioxide emissions. And Prime Minister Modi has been unapologetic in their expansion of coal-fired electricity. He wants to lift, they've got 1.2 billion people there. About 300 million of those are living in just absolute squalid, destitute, generational poverty. And he wants to lift his people up out of this, take hundreds of people, millions of people, and lift them up out of this poverty by providing reliable, abundant, affordable energy.
Right.
And that comes from coal, and it comes from nuclear.
That is common sense, isn't it, Greg?
Yeah, it is. Xi, Putin, Modi, those three get it. They understand if you want a vibrant, growing economy, that's what you need, reliable, abundant, affordable energy. You can't get that from wind. You can't get it from solar. And particularly in India, it's not well suited for solar at all. They go through the monsoon seasons where, you know, it just rains incessantly. And that's a blessing for India when they get these monsoon rains. In fact, I just hired a fellow by the name of Vijay Jayaraj from Bengaluru, India, and he writes for us on energy poverty and the perspective of climate change from the developed sub-Saharan Africa and India. And he writes about, you know, what's actually happening there and how people are benefiting from this. About the people that are disabused. He wrote one last week about the woman that he knows up the street that bought an electric sewing machine. So now she can make stuff. That's right. But the electric goes out all the time. And she can't because they don't have the abundant, affordable energy. She can't keep her livelihood going because the electric's out all the time.
Exactly. Well,
those are the stories we need to hear.
So we scratch our head and wonder why President Biden needs to apologize for America for getting out of the Paris Accords when, in fact, the U.S. had the lowest CO2 emission standards. So go figure. We've got more from Gregory Wrightstone on the other side of the break. Stay with us.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-932-1597. 800-932-1597. That's 800-932-1597. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
You know, you got to love the audacity of the arrogant and hypocritical. It is so comical because in the face of common sense, it just stands out so glaringly. And then you wonder, you go, why aren't people talking about this? Maybe because it's so silly and ridiculous and absurd. Charlie Kirk, I love this tweet he put out yesterday, Gregory. He says, Biden and his convoy of four planes will emit 2.2 million pounds of carbon during his 5-day trip across Europe.
and his two presidential Cadillacs, part of an 85-car convoy, emitted 1,680 pounds of carbon to drive 92 miles to Glasgow at 8 miles per gallon. He obviously wasn't paying the price of California gas pumps at almost $8 a gallon. All this to fight climate change. You got to love the hypocrisy, don't you?
No, I don't. Well, yeah, yes, I do love the hypocrisy, but I don't like the lies that they're spewing, and,
yeah.
And what they're doing is just they're frightening. That's their goal, is to frighten America, frighten children, to create fear and loathing of fossil fuels, and when actually fossil fuels are the reason that we've done so well and humanity has benefited for a century or more, because they've lifted us up out of where we were. Think about what we were 100 years ago, even 80 years ago. We were in horse and buggies, and horses were pooping all over the street. That was the pollution problem, was the pollution from these animals that we were using. And our air and water today are cleaner than they've been in more than 100 years, and it's getting cleaner every day or every year. The EPA verifies that fact.
So why are fossil fuels so maligned?
Well, it's the straw man argument. They're pointing to that because they can be. I don't know why they want to destroy our society as it is and go to this great reset.
The Great Reset is a one-world government. That's what the World Economic, Forum is all about. And even Biden, Build Back Better. That's not something unique to Bill, to Biden. You know, he's plagiarized just about, most things in his life, sadly. And this is one of those things that he's embraced that came from, the World Economic Council. And it's the Great Reset to head the world into this one world government. Let's get everybody, lockstep heading in that direction.
Yeah, and their intentions appear to be to destroy the fossil fuel, and with it, I hate to get into the politics here. People ask me about this all the time, but a lot of people have told me they think that, what is the main goal? Destruction of capitalism, the Western economies. I don't know, but we can see that they have lied to us. A great example is this fracking debate that raged a decade or more ago. That it was the new method combining horizontal drilling with fracking, and there were all kinds of wild claims being made that were just flat out lies. We don't hear about that anymore. Why? Because now we've used the process hundreds of thousands of times, and none of those claims have come to fruition. They were claims of two-headed donkeys and goats, and people were getting asthma. And we just, the facts now, we know it was a pack of lies. They just lied to people to frighten them, and that's what we're hearing with this climate change debate.
Exactly. It's dynamic. I mean, it's never set. It's constantly moving and changing to, conveniently alter their argument and to maintain the volume of fear and conditioning of the world's population, really. And, you may say that whether or not they're looking to destroy capitalism, I know for sure they're not looking to build it up, because all their ideas are to do just the opposite.
It is. And they grasp onto anything that they can use to promote this idea of this looming man-made catastrophe. We can just look at polar bears. 10 years ago, that was the iconic symbol of global warming. Polar bears, everything you looked at, there was a polar bear, because they were going to go extinct soon if we didn't do something. But now the evidence is quite clear that the polar bear population, in spite of declining Arctic ice, are thriving and prospering. In fact, there might be too many polar bears. I know the Inuits up there aren't in favor. They would like to be able to. Their plan for polar bears is to harvest more of them, so there's less of a danger. And we see that time and time again. These lies that they, once they get exposed, they just shut up. That's how it is with polar bears. Mm-hmm. We're not seeing them anymore.
Right, exactly. But meanwhile, the American people are being pulverized with this climate fear, and here we're looking at a major investment of the people's money into green energy. That for years now, I mean, this isn't something new. We've invested decades of resources into this, and what is the dividend? I mean, there's no silver lining. There's no light at the end of the tunnel here that I'm seeing.
That's right, and we can look at this from a Christian perspective as well. We just had the Bishop of Canterbury yesterday talking about people like me, that people like me, called as science deniers, will be cursed, and people will look at me and you and other scientists that say, wait a minute, this is, you're not telling the whole truth. He says we'll be put on the same level as those in the 30s who did not that fought, didn't say anything about the rise of Nazis. So he's comparing me to a Nazi sympathizer, which is nothing more than truth. But what's really going on, again, from a Christian perspective, because I know you're a Christian broadcaster, what they're proposing to do, what the Biden plan will do, will increase the cost of energy, electricity, gasoline across the board. And when you do that, you harm the poorest and those on a fixed income the most, because they pay a higher percentage of their income on energy.
Exactly.
The wealthy pay well less than 2% of their income on energy. The poorest among us pay upwards of 40% of their income on energy. So his plan will harm the poorest and mostly elderly that are on a fixed Social Security income. They say they're for the little guy. Increasing energy costs will not do anything but harm the little guy.
Yeah, I mean, their rhetoric and political promises are proven by who they benefit the most. And as you say, something as nefarious as this lie is going to clobber, the poorest of the poor, or the middle class. And what it's going to do is condition them into becoming even more so beholden to the government. And this is the big exchange. It's now the United States is the government, I should say, not the United States, because it's not that at all. It is this government run by these progressive elites that say, America, this is your new God.
Yeah. Well, it is a religion. And I just had some fun with that this past week for Halloween. I did a commentary I wrote on the relationship between the witch hunts of the late Middle Ages in Europe and climate change. And as we saw, we talked about the medieval warm period. As it started cooling down, crops started failing, famine set in, people started dying, and they blamed it on weather causing witches. And right. So there were somewhere around 40,000 over a little less than 250-year period of witches, supposedly, that were burned at the stake, most of them. Some of them hanged, and they blamed it. They blamed it on climate change. It was a result of these witches.
Right.
We're doing the same thing today, but they're blaming, emissions are, they're blaming it on, if you pardon my pun, our sins of emission.
Right, exactly.
Emissions on climate catastrophe.
Right. And of course, they're blaming these wildfires in the West on climate change as well. And I don't get the connection. But, they're not going to let any good crisis go to waste, right? To keep people
Absolutely.
Thinking that, in fact, it is a problem with climate change. Gregory, how can people be in touch and get their hands on your book and your app?
Well, the Inconvenient Facts, you can go search for that. We've got a new at the CO2 Coalition, where I'm executive director, co2coalition.org.
Gregory Wrightstone, as always, appreciate the time, buddy.
If you thought you missed the lowest mortgage rates in history, you're in luck, because they're back. Mortgage rates are near historic lows again. So if you have a mortgage, refinance it and forget it. You'll never have to worry about refinancing again. Network Capital Funding is offering a low 15-year fixed rate at 1.875% with a 2.01 APR. Incredible! Network Capital has built a reputation for saving people time and money with our unique process that's fast, simple, and secure. Our 15-year fixed rate is 1.875% with a 2.01 APR. Second chances don't come often, and you may never see these rates again. So refinance it and forget it. Forget it. That's a 15-year fixed rate at 1.875%. Yes, 1.875% with a 2.01 APR. Call the experts at Network Capital now. Call 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1-HIT. As in home run. Call now and save big on your refi. 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1448. NMLS ID 11712. Not licensed in all states. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Financial Protection and Innovation and the Financing Law. Number 603-77. An equal opportunity lender. Rates subject to change and may not be available at rate lock. Discount rates may apply. Subject to credit approval. Call 800-500-1448 for additional cost information.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
As the polls open in a select few states across the nation, America is asked once again for the citizens to do their patriotic duty. The one race that is capturing the American people is the gubernatorial race in Virginia. Democrat Terry McAuliffe on Monday.
The main reason, folks, I'm running, I want to build the best education. I want every child to have a world-class education here in the Commonwealth of Virginia.
Republican Glenn Youngkin.
Parents will have choice in our public school system. We will not have a political philosophy in the classroom, and on day one, I will ban critical race theory from being in our schools.
Efforts to pressure Senator Joe Manchin, the Democrat from West Virginia, to express support for President Biden's massive spending bill prompted him to hold a press conference on Monday. The takeaway, don't rush the package and don't link it to the separate partisan infrastructure bill that has Republican support. Manchin says the Build Back Better bill is done with fuzzy math and will cost taxpayers double the advertised price. USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans. Nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Good day, America. Bill Martinez here. It's always great to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day. You know, this month is National Women's Small Business Month, and we get to celebrate it, okay? Because it's no secret that the pandemic has had a disproportionate impact on women. Research shows that not only were they unequally represented in many of the business sectors most negatively impacted, but they've also taken on more of the household burdens that came with remote school, remote work, childcare disruption, and other hardships. However, while the gender gap in the workforce may have increased again, the reverse is occurring on online platforms. An increased number of women have been turning to e-commerce to help ease some of the financial strain of the pandemic. This just speaks to how resilient and creative women are. In fact, a recent eBay report found that 69% of all women sellers felt that the platform benefited them in responding to pandemic-related hardships, with 73% citing the need to earn income for themselves or revenue for their businesses as top motivating factors for selling on eBay. So as I mentioned, in recognition of Women's Small Business Month, military veteran and owner of eBay store, Colorado WeWarn, Liz O'Kane is joining us to tell us more about it. Liz, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Thank you so much for having me.
Well, tell us a little bit more about these pandemic disruptions that have had such an incredible impact on women.
Yeah, you know, kind of like you said, women have been disproportionately impacted. You know, it's hit families in so many different ways. When I talk to my family and friends, I found that the women in my circle were being let go from their job, or they had to sacrifice their job to take care of their families. And like you said, a lot of those lifestyle changes, women have been taking on a bigger portion of the homeschooling and the heavier household chores.
Mm-hmm. Well, talk about some of the ways that these women have had to, quickly adapt to this disruption.
Yeah, so a lot of women that I know have turned to e-commerce, from women who have never sold anything before to women who were running successful brick-and-mortar businesses. They had to shutter their doors, pivot, and turn to solely online sales. Mm-hmm. One woman that I remember talking to, she had her baby during the pandemic, you know, so she left work, went on maternity leave, and when it was time for her to go back to work, she couldn't find childcare for her infant when she was ready to return to work. So she had sold online before, so she returned to selling online, and she's actually thriving and doing so well and putting more money in her family's pocket by selling online than had she returned to work and had to pay for mm-hmm. childcare. In fact, they conducted a survey and a research report detailing their findings, and it found that more than 80% of women who were new to eBay or that they increased their selling, they did so because they lost their job. There was a reduction of income and illness, loss of childcare, like the lady before, couldn't find childcare or some other hardship.
Yeah, well, thank God. Hopefully she wasn't in California, because if she had to go to work and pay $7 a gallon of gas, that could have added to the disruption and the pain as well, right?
Yes, yes.
Well, it seems that, you know, what I understand, Liz, and you can correct me if I'm wrong here in terms of my perception, but the gig, that this whole gig economy is seems to be driven by women, has it not?
I feel it has.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because they've had to be creative and respond and to be able to operate from home and do home businesses and, you know, this sort of thing. It is amazing how their giftings and talents have been, you know, in a sense, redirected in a way that is actually serving them better than a traditional workplace environment.
I agree with you. You know, I think that online selling, e-commerce, it gives flexibility, right?
Yes.
And that has been so important to women that have had to make this pivot during the pandemic. You know, eBay is a 24/7 global operation, and we can work our businesses whenever it suits our needs. There's no schedule. We can work as little or as much as possible. We're our own bosses.
Yes, exactly. I was going to say, you're not the boss of me.
Right, exactly. I say that every day, and then I remind myself I'm on my own boss. So I am the boss
right.
of me.
Yeah, exactly. But regardless, you know, from that standpoint, we appreciate. In fact, for many years, I was an executive director for a private school enterprise. And that was one of the things that we pushed, that, you know, they could work from home. And this was mostly women that were learning a new skill set that allowed them to, you know, work with attorneys and work with, you know, with the courts in a very powerful, you know, six-figure kind of income generating opportunity. And it was very, very successful.
Yeah, again, that flexibility is key.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, without a doubt. So aside from easing economic strain, what are some other benefits e-commerce has brought women during this pandemic?
So really it kind of goes into that flexibility. And, you know, I mentioned a report earlier, and more than half of the sellers that eBay surveyed, it indicates that flexibility, like we were talking about, and being your own boss was an important benefit of selling on eBay. I know for me, what e-commerce has brought for my business is the global trade opportunities on the site. So I can reach buyers from across the globe with the click of a button from my kitchen table. Actually, this is pretty, this is an impressive statistic that I read. A massive 97% of women-owned eBay-enabled small businesses in the U.S. export. And we reach on average 16 different countries annually. So we're effectively small business global traders operating from cities and towns across America. And that reach is key for a lot of online businesses.
You know, that sounds so awesome that some people might think, how could I do that? I mean, I can't even, you know, think beyond my zip code, much less think about, oh, I'm going to be dealing with people international. I'm going to be this international economic power force for my family. But, you know, how difficult is this, Liz, for women to get started in this field?
You know, it is really not as difficult as it sounds. I tell people, get started. Start with things from around your house. If there's stuff you don't need, take a picture. List it on eBay. Describe your item. You ship your item. Everything is on the eBay site. They've got some great resources for sellers, too, if you don't mind me mentioning.
Yes, go ahead.
Is eBay.com/seller center.
Mm-hmm.
And that gives a myriad of information. And you can actually learn to start selling on eBay. They have their own free self-paced seller school, and that is sellerschool.ebay.com.
Yeah. Don't be marketing your kids who are now teenagers. That's okay. They'll come back. They'll be all right. I know maybe that and a husband that may need some retraining and stuff, but no, let's not e-commerce them out. They are essential workers in the grander plan, right?
Yes.
Just kidding. Yes, just kidding. Liz, while I got you on here, tell us your story. We got about a minute left, and I want to hear your personal story.
Yeah, so I retired from the Air Force after 23 years. I found
Thank you for your service.
I was on maternity leave. Thank you. Mm-hmm. So I found eBay while I was on maternity leave, sold off some of my maternity clothes, and I found that it was a great way to put money in my pocket. So I sold on and off throughout the years, and when I retired 5 years ago, again, back to that flexibility and wanting to be my own boss, I found that on eBay. And since then, I've been able to expand my business across up to 9 different marketplaces.
Wow, that is incredible. Well, congratulations to you for that and for encouraging other women to get involved and be their own bosses. She's the owner of an eBay store, Colorado Reworn. Liz O'Kane has been our guest. Liz, where can people go for more information?
So make sure to go to ebay.com/seller center for more information.
Thank you, Liz. You've been awesome. All the best to you. Good luck.
Thank you so much.
There's a lot of confusion about how to protect yourself from COVID, with guidelines and regulations changing by the week. One thing is certain. You need an accurate thermometer for your family to check for fever, the leading sign of flu and COVID. Only the Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer has been proven accurate in more than 100 clinical studies. Don't rely on non-contact thermometers. They have no scientific studies behind them and can miss the fever that might mean COVID. Learn more at Exergen.com.
Exergen is changing the way the world takes temperature.
Attention timeshare owners. This is an urgent consumer alert from the Timeshare Exit Hotline, a national company specializing in helping consumers legally get out of their expensive timeshare contracts. We're offering you a way to legally get rid of your timeshare. So if you're fed up with the maintenance fees that keep on coming and want to learn if you can terminate your timeshare legally and permanently, call today. Even if you've tried before and were unsuccessful in getting rid of your timeshare, call today and see if we can help. We offer a complete 100% unconditional client satisfaction guarantee. Make this completely free call and learn how we can help you legally put an end to your timeshare nightmare once and for all. You have nothing to lose, so call right now to qualify and receive a free consultation. 800-897-1434. 800-897-1434. That's 800-897-1434. Paid for by Airtime Media.
Shante, can you sweep that, please?
Nina's salon business is growing faster than she can keep up with. She needs a new shop manager before her bookings go out of style.
Curtain bangs and balayage would look so good on you. Just hang on one second. Can you please answer that?
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Instant Match instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
I know I need to pay attention to my health, but I just can't seem to find the time. Between rushing to work and taking care of the kids, there's not much time left over for me. So I decided to start small by eating more fruits and vegetables and being more active. And then I got the family to make some changes, too. We started by keeping a bowl of fresh fruit on the counter, and I limit the amount of sweet snacks I keep in the house. I've also found some creative ways to add more vegetables to our meals. We're taking more walks, and on the weekends, we head down to the pool at the rec center. It doesn't happen every day, but it does happen. You don't have to change your entire life to be healthier. Just make some simple changes and include your family. You'll see how easy and fun it can be.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Opinion really does matter. Bill Martinez live, without a doubt.
You be my bodyguard, I can be your long lost pal. I can call you Daddy, and Daddy, when you call me, you call me out. Call me out.
Yeah, one of our few guests that comes with his own theme song. It's so appropriate. Hey, you can call me Al. Call me Al Parada. He is the managing editor of Stream.org. Mr. Al, how are we doing?
Doing pretty good. How about you?
Hey, I'm hanging in there. I mean, I'm just having fun. You know, I decided to look at TV and these news cycles as just amusement because it's just, I mean, if you take it seriously, your head's going to explode, Al.
Yeah, but there's so many fun things going on. I mean, the Let's Go Brandon thing is probably the most entertaining thing we've experienced since maybe the early days of American Idol or something.
And the thing's hysterical about it is when the joke's on them and they just kind of like, they don't get it, you know, it's hysterical.
Yeah, especially since it started with a mainstream media reporter.
Exactly.
Reporter, but still, that's where it started from. So, so it was a gift from the media, and we're sharing the gift with the world now, and it's a wonderful thing. It's a glorious thing coming into the Christmas season.
Well, and it's like the payback of the World Series here, you know. You got two teams, you and I talked about this before, that are antithetical to the progressives and the ruling elite. I mean, they would have wanted the Dodgers and Boston to be in the World Series. But here it is, one of the teams that they had rejected because of their voting reform. And said, nope, you're not going to get one game. You're not going to get the All-Star game. So they send it off to somebody else, to another state that's worse than what they have. But, you know, this is the whole, you know, like I said, the whole amusement aspect. You just can't take this stuff too seriously. But you know that there's a God in the end, because God says, okay, well, they can have that one game. But you know what? I'm going to give you three.
I'm going to give you the World Series.
How's that?
President Trump doing the tomahawk chop.
Right.
Classic.
There, there it is. And the worst thing to think of, you know, because anything with Trump is like, well, nobody invited him. He just bought his own tickets, you know. It's like,
and he showed an ID, I bet. I mean, somebody had to show an ID to get the ticket.
Give me a break. Yeah.
It's just great. I don't know. These people are just so sad. And just watching the reaction to the Let's Go Brandon thing is just, it's okay when Robert De Niro says F you Donald Trump at the Tony Awards.
Right, exactly.
And everybody gets up and applauds. That's okay.
Right.
But a bunch of people cheerfully chanting something is somehow, you know, the equivalent of John Wilkes Booth or something, isn't it?
Right. Well, but think about it. I mean, the whole wokesters have commandeered our language, right? And they make things stand for whatever they want it to make stand. And here it is. They've really given emphasis and staying power to Let's Go Brandon. it's like they're walking around with toilet paper on the bottom of their shoe, and they're just walking around with it, and nobody's telling them, I think you got toilet paper on the bottom of your shoe.
I love, like, NPR, they had some tweet where they talked about how it's become popular in conservative circles. I'm thinking, how many conservative circles are college football stadiums?
Exactly.
And how many, and you know, two rap songs. How many rap songs are big in the conservative movement?
Mm.
I mean, you know, they kicked off Adele. You know, these rap songs, the Let's Go Brandon songs. I mean, that's taking down Michael Jordan in a way musically. I mean, that's Adele. I mean, Adele. I'm just saying, it's amazing. And they're losing their minds over it.
Well, without a doubt. Well, and of course, it's further displayed. You love the richness of Colin Kaepernick. Here he is, this multimillionaire. Thank you very much, Nike. And now he compares playing in the NFL to slavery. And here it is. How many black players in the NFL? About 80%, 70-80%. I got to imagine they're taking grave exception to this depiction, right?
Oh, I would, and especially with the irony being that Nike benefits from the slave labor in China.
Oh, by the way, yes.
Comparing playing in the NFL, getting paid millions of dollars in the NFL, but playing a game and getting paid to slavery while personally benefiting and profiting from slavery today. It's amazing. Hypocrisy of this guy is amazing.
Well, this whole week, like you said, was not only a bad weekend for race hoaxers and hustlers, but wokesters. I mean, you can just go on down the line. I mean, here you got Joe Biden meeting with the Pope, and he says, the Pope says, hey, you're a good Catholic. You know, keep receiving communion. You really want to believe that?
Who knows? Who knows what they said? I mean, I don't think Joe knows what he said.
Well, he was probably asleep, just like he was during the climate conference, right?
Yeah, wasn't that good? Like snoozing in front of 130 of the world's leaders. You know, jet lag. I mean, we've all been there, but still, I mean, it's just.
Well, what jet lag? Is there jet lag from? Where were they at? In Italy or Rome? Rome. They're in Rome. So jet lag from Rome to Glasgow? There's jet lag?
No. Some reporter from NBC was trying to make that excuse. Oh, he's just worn out. And it's like, come on. Yeah, again, if it's an isolated incident, you laugh it off. You
know? Right.
But when it's combined with, kind of wandering around the stage at G20 and, every other, not even able to speak articulately and mm-hmm. It's part of the pattern, and it's kind of the world leader. What are they thinking? What are they?
Right.
What does that do? Especially to our enemies and rivals. They're like, oh my gosh, this is early Christmas with this. We can mess with this all day.
Oh, you got to be. Putin's got to just be laughing his full head off. I mean, and then they show that picture. There they are at the G20, right? I don't know if you caught this picture or not.
Yeah.
But the president shows up late, right? And he's barely in the picture. I mean, he's at the end. I mean, it's like, you don't even matter. Where you see the time when Trump was there and they tried to, try to put Trump in the back of the bus, he would have nothing of it, man. He just moved right through the crowd, moved him out of the way and says, get out of the way. I'm coming through,
Yeah. Something's wrong when the president of the United States is the last kid picked for kickball.
Oh,
it's not good. There's no way this goes well,
Right.
Well, did you get anything out of this? I mean, normally, you know, when the presidents go overseas and they do this kind of thing, they always talk about deliverables. You got to come back with something. I mean, what, the only thing you came back with is maybe a souvenir book from the Pope, or, you know, what was it? I mean, Macron said, hey, nothing personal, but, you know, I got a nice little suite for you at the Best Western. You're not going to stay with the rest of us, you know, for what he did with him. And Joe insists, well, I didn't know anything about it.
Didn't know anything about
about the submarine deal. It's like, yeah. Really?
Yeah, I mean, unless the submarine was made of ice cream, I think that's the only way we'll know anything about it. But, what's he come back with? I mean, again, at the climate thing, he'll find some papers and commit us to stuff that will ruin our economy, but...
Yeah,
you know.
But he can sign some stuff, but it's not beholden to us, right? I mean, just like, you know, for all intent and purposes, the Paris Accord, I mean, that Obama had signed, it really wasn't legislatively approved. It was just one of those things that were there, and we still, I mean, which is kind of amazing to me. How do you do something by dictate, and you still send out the people's money, and so Trump goes, wait a minute, this is bogus, and plus on top of that, we're actually doing better without them, and so then Joe comes back and apologizes. Apologizing for what? That America exceeds and we actually did better with our emission standards than anybody else? I mean, that's worthy of an apology?
Yeah. I mean, to eliminate the things that were working. I mean, again, like, again, with talking about energy again, is like he's now begging the G20 to generate more production after cutting, you know, making a mess of our production.
Exactly.
It's an absurdity every step of the way. And again, it's an embarrassment on the international stage. Mm-hmm. I'd rather have our thuggish guy dominating the show,
right?
Than somebody who's giving away the store and being weak. Not even looking weak, but being weak. Able to be pushed around.
But look at these international leaders. I mean, when they're talking about climate change, it's like, they're all yawning. I mean, Joe's the only one that actually went to sleep, but the rest of them, it's all one collective yawn. It's not passing the so what test. And even, you know, the standard bearer and the one who has been pushing this says that, yeah, it definitely has lost some momentum after the last 5 years. You know, because it's just, there's just, where's the there? Where is the signs of perniciousness? I mean, here they are. They revved us up over COVID, and this is just a, you know, the same old program and plan, but just a different title. Now we're not talking about COVID. We're talking climate, or we're not talking climate. Now we're talking COVID, and with all the lies and the projections that don't come true. And so what are the people to think? And they're going, hey, look at, you know, plus on top of that, I mean, you've got three players that are significant that aren't there. You got India not there. You got Russia not there. You got China not there. So, you know.
What are you there for? You're there for the pasta. Okay, let's just be honest about it.
Just to be on the junket and take your wife along and say, hey, come on, we're going here. And Al, I'm telling you, I'm looking at this picture of this people, planet, prosperity, you know, G20, Italia 2021, and here's Joe Biden off to the sidelines. He's like, oh gosh, am I in the right place? I mean, this is really sad.
He's a walking meme. I mean, he creates his own memes, I think.
Unbelievable. Well, he's the one and only, Al Parada. Thank you, Al. Appreciate it. Take care,
buddy.
What better gift to give your loved ones than the gift of good health? And where better to buy those good health gifts than sunny-bay.com? Hey, it's great that you're hearing this message now, because buying your holiday gifts from Sunny Bay early will save you money. And that's just one reason why Sunny Bay is in business and has been for over 15 years, helping you with fashionable and useful products for better health. See our unique and quality-made travel pillows, or our unique neck and body wraps that help immediate pain relief and deep muscle relaxation. Come in a wide variety of uses. Apply hot or cold therapy, and are all made in the USA. See our great selection, affordable prices, and wonderful health products at sunny-bay.com. And remember, order early when our stock is high and shipping is fast. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
We've all seen.